أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City, today we will focus on Victory Circle. And the surah we will look at is Surah Al-Nasr, Surah number 110. And translated, it means divine help.
It is probably the last complete surah to be revealed when the Muslims entered Makkah and victory was achieved with no bloodshed, sometimes known as the conquest of Makkah. It is the manifestation of the ayah of Surah Al-Dhuha when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the prophets, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Soon your Rabb will grant you that which will make you happy. The word Nasr means help in the context of rain that comes to dry land to promote growth of vegetation. It also refers to help against an oppressor or an affliction or help in a battle, and it's used when one wants to overpower an opponent. In this case, it is divine help which is incomparable. The victory of Makkah came after a lifetime of struggle and conflicts. People would doubt the Prophet, especially in moments of weakness and difficulty, and they would ask, when will this help of Allah come? This one was a total victory, which ensured no more conflicts. So the focus of the surah is celebration of victory, of the purification of the Kaaba, but it's also an order to purify the heart, because when real outer victories occur and they're matched with what we know inwardly, then there's an inner victory as well. So let's look at the surah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Idha jaa nasrullahi wal fath. When there comes the help of Allah and victory. So the statement was in answer to those who doubted the Prophet and continually asked, when will the help of Allah comes? This guarantees victory. Let's look at the second ayah. وَرَعَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجَ. And you will see people entering the religion of Allah in droves, in multitudes. After the conquest of Makkah, other Arab tribes sent their deputations and whole tribes became Muslims, one after the other. That year was called Amul Wufud, the year of delegations. Their mentality was, he who conquers Makkah must be right, because they had witnessed the event of the elephant. There was a value that was placed on the Kaaba, and now the Prophet ﷺ was the custodian, so they accepted his religion. The chiefs of the Quraysh, who had fought the Prophet, persecuted his followers, even wanting to kill him, took refuge in the Kaaba. When the Prophet entered Makkah, he said exactly what Prophet Yusuf said to his brothers, قَالَ لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. There shall be no reproof against you on this day. Allah may forgive you, and He is the most merciful of the merciful. They came out reprieved and safe. This was a unique conquest. No bloodshed. There was safety. The Kaaba was cleansed of his idols by Imam Ali standing on the shoulders of the Prophet. And the majority of the region's tribes had converted to Islam. So the surah has a beginning with the victory of the purification of the Kaaba, which is the external house. Now a directive of how to celebrate this victory, which can only be done with a purification of the internal house, which is the heart. So Allah says, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. Then declare the perfection of your Rabb through praise and gratitude and ask for forgiveness from him. Indeed, he is ever accepting of repentance. So the ayah is a request to human beings to declare the perfection of Allah at each event of success in their lives, seeking his grace and protection through forgiveness of shortcomings. The three aspects of remembrance, dhikr, are tasbih, which is to declare his perfection, tahmid, which is praise and gratitude, and istighfar, which is acknowledgement of one's fault. And this sequence teaches us the methodology of dhikr. So in essence, the surah began with the victory of the purification of the Kaaba, the external house of God, and ends with the internal purification through dhikr. And it's exactly this surah that we manifest in our two sajdas. Because when we go into sajda in salah, we say, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdi. I declare the perfection of my Rabb, the Most High, and I praise Him and I'm grateful to Him. We get up from the sijda, and in between we say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. I seek forgiveness of my Rabb, and I turn towards Him repentant. And then we go into sajda again, repeating the same thing. So whenever you pray salah, and you go into your two sajdas, remember Surah An-Nasr and its order, which we are fulfilling in our salah. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us success in all our endeavors and enable us to celebrate our success with tasbih, tahmeed, and istighfar. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم